La Fonda Hotel, Santa Fe, New Mexico. The La Fonda Hotel has been a fixture in Santa Fe going back decades. The current hotel was built in 1922 on a downtown site where the first Santa Fe Hotel was built in 1607 when Spaniards came to town. It's on the Register of Historic Hotels of America. It was once owned by the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad, and from 1926 to 1968 was one of the famous Harvey houses that took care of train passengers riding from back east all the way to the Pacific Ocean. In the 1900s, this was the favorite haunt of trappers, soldiers, gold seekers, gamblers, and politicians. The hotel in the 1920s was designed by Mary Elizabeth Jane Coulter and John Gaw Meme, and is still a favorite watering hole for New Mexico state legislators and government officials who populate Santa Fe, the capital of New Mexico, affectionately called the City Different by those of us who live in our state. Santa Fe itself has long been a refuge for writers, artists, movie stars, and the local newspaper, the Santa Fe New Mexican, is the oldest continuously operating newspaper in America. The world-famous Santa Fe Opera is close by, as well as Canyon Road, with a gallery on every other mailbox. Up to Santa Fe for the day, Jones suggests I visit Boston. I'm thinking the Boston Tea Party ship and museum would be my couch meow. While the La Fonda Hotel is super comfy, charming, historical, quaint, revolutions always ring my bells. Joan misses some ambience on the phone, fixing who's watching her kids and when, with an unaccommodating ex in Boston. Fortunately for me, I haven't fought in these kind of revolutions, and divorce and wedding bells remind me of cannonballs whizzing by my ears.